Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who was the voice that a couple hear in their home late at night? And who was that voice speaking to?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, if you like the program, help keep us on the air. Become a supporter of our show over at patreon.com/realghoststories or our website, ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and so much more. That's what keeps this thing afloat. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode, Oh, the Program. And what's going on?
Oh, the program. Well, you know, not a lot. You know, though, last night, and I think a lot of people can connect to this because I lived in a haunted house for many years as a kid.
Yeah.
And I've had recurring dreams, terrifying dreams about that house.
Yeah.
My whole life since. But I hadn't had one for a really long time. So I thought maybe I've kind of quit doing it. I had it again last night. And I woke up and it was a weird dream too, because the house had been remodeled. But when I walked in, I was like, he knows I'm here. I remember that feeling. It gave me the chills when I just said that. But in my dream, it was like, he knows I'm here. He knows I'm back. And even though the house looked totally different and they turned it into like an Airbnb or something like that. So the house didn't even kind of look the same, but it felt the same. And I woke up scared shitless. And I was like, okay, just breathe. You're okay. But isn't that nuts?
She thinks she's okay, but is she really? That's a question Carol was asking herself for many nights as the dream repeated night after night for weeks on end until finally one day she decided it was time to take a visit to that very house that she'd been visiting night after night in those nightmares.
There's a little bit of evil laugh on the end of that.
Yeah, I think, anyway, I've been having just, I don't even know how to like make it out, just crazy dreams lately. And I don't know what it is, if it's my sleeping medicine or not. And I'm not taking anything like Ambien or anything like that. Well, it'll make you like, or people say, you know, they've done crazy shit, like gone shopping and things. It's like I was swinging like a childhood swing. Somehow there was one attached to a very tall ceiling in a grocery store that I used to go to as a child that is now closed down. And I was swinging on it, drinking a Clearly Canadian and watching the shoppers as they went around the store. And the artist Joe was playing on the intercom. So make of that one what you will. I don't know. I'm like. What the fuck was that? Like, I woke up from that going, I don't even, like, know how to begin to diagnose that one or, like, say, here's what that meant, other than that's a lot of random shit.
Well, and I would love to know if anybody has any feedback. You can message me on Facebook or something, but or Instagram, whatever. But because I know other people have gone through it, but my life's perfectly fine. I live in a very comfortable house with great energy. You know, why do I randomly have a terrifying dream like that?
Because
then I'm back in the house.
In that house that's still calling your name from all those miles away and all those years ago. Something wanted Carol back. But the question was, did Carol want to go back? Go back to the feeling that she had back then. Because she can't go back, she knows. She wants to go back. What are the lyrics to that song?
You just said, actually, I thought it was like a Dr. Seuss song.
Go back. It was like a bad 80s kind of soft rock poppy. I don't remember. It was shit. Anyhow, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. I don't know why you have those dreams, but I do find it interesting, and I think
I think a lot of people do. I think that people who have lived an experience like that, or any kind of paranormal, ghostly sort of experience, I don't know. I've always had dreams about that house, but I just thought it was so weird that it was totally different looking, but when I walked in, it was there.
Yeah.
And I knew I was in the right. It was in the house because he's there. Eey. I got to quit talking about that shit because I'm going to dream about that again tonight.
She talked about it on the podcast, thinking it would just be a fun story to tell. Little did she know that a short hour later, she would be back at that very house, deep in her dreams. And she wouldn't be able to wake up because sleep paralysis would take over. And she would discover something very dark lurking in the shadows of her room. A Teddy Ruxpin that had somehow been dropped off by mistake by the UPS guy that day. It was supposed to go to the house next door and the little children. But no, the Teddy Ruxpin ended up accidentally at Carol's house. She gladly gave the children the Teddy Ruxpin the next morning and saw the joy on their face as Teddy started to speak in reverse. Why was this loving childhood doll speaking in reverse, seemingly talking in Latin? The children simply dropped the doll, and suddenly their eyes turned black. There you go. This is I'm setting up your dream. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's see.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Here we go. Hi, guys, and thanks for taking the time to hear one of my stories. Last night before bed, I was sitting in my bedroom while Joe, my husband, was in the bathroom. After a few moments across the house, I could hear him loudly saying, "Hello, hello." I rushed in there to see who he was talking to behind the closed bathroom door, thinking he was being silly, talking to one of our five pets. He said he heard me, loud footsteps walking all around the living room by the bathroom door. It wasn't me. It wasn't anyone. I was in the whole other room sitting down, and the kids are at their dad's house. No one else was home. Okay, whatever. So we dismissed it and went to sleep. Paranormal things and experience happen quite often for us. Actually, more kind of normal than paranormal. A few hours passed, and we're sound asleep. Like most nights, we wake up all through the night, momentarily due to husband's insomnia. Usually, to get back to sleep quickly, I tell my Google Home, "Hey, Google, good night." For those of you that have one and use this function, you know the response. It responds back, "Okay, what time should I set for your alarm for?" My usual response is 6:15 a.m. Then it says, "Okay, alarm set for 6:15 a.m. Good night, gorgeous." Yes, gorgeous is what I set my name to. LOL. Then my Google will continue to play cricket sounds and quickly get me back to sleep. I get the same transaction from Google many times a night, every night. Nothing new, nothing reworded, nothing different, except last night. Last night, like I said, a few hours after we went to sleep and out, typical brief wake up. I think it was around 2 a.m.-ish, I said, "Hey, Google, good night." Started its routine with the, "What time should I set your alarm?" Set alarm, 6:15 a.m. Then the husband and I jumped up as Google's voice had a slight change and said next, "Hi, gorgeous. It's great to see you and your family doing so good." Then straight to crickets, music sounds. And I guess this explains tonight's footsteps around the living room when no one else was around. I just don't know who the message was from. I wish I did. In the last 4 years, we both had family pass away. I've had one each year pass away. I've had my mother, grandmother, cousin, and grandfather pass to the other side, as well as Joe has had his dad pass. But whoever this was, someone totally different. Thanks again. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. I love listening to your show. I recently started listening a few months back and I'm addicted. I'm a professional dog walker all day, every day. I have my earbuds in with your podcast while walking. By the way, Harper is so cute and funny. Such an intelligent little girl. So funny. So what do you make of that?
That Harper's cute and funny. I agree.
I agree too. She's good at that.
She's adorable. Yeah. She's precocious. She's all of the things. Anyways, I don't know. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm trying to determine, did it just say it at random, or was that like a message that someone had sent to that device?
Because you could do that. You could totally F with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would, especially with a Google device, or an Alexa, since you can talk to them, I think somebody could have set that up. Don't you?
I think it could have been. I wonder if sometimes the device just kind of says.
Because the alternate. Okay, so let's say it was me. I'm going to tell myself that somebody did that, because the alternate thing is not even necessarily paranormal. It's really creepy if Google is talking to you. And like, I wouldn't like that at all.
No, I mean, I don't have the Google. I have the Amazon devices. I can't say their name out loud because there's like two of them within earshot. And I'll have it. I wouldn't even like say their name. And sometimes it'll just randomly say some stuff. And it's
one time. So I was at my friend's house and he was moving out. He and his boyfriend were breaking up. So my friend and I were downstairs. He's upstairs. The ex is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to know, because it's like my best friend, because I'd been over there before, and it's like, hey, Alexa, we need more blah, 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 blah. And Alexa would order it. And it was all on his account, not my friend's, the other guy, the ex. So we're sitting downstairs while my friend is packing up some shit, and we're just talking. And I don't know what I said or how I said it, but all of a sudden Alexa says, did you want to order some nuts? And I looked at my friend and I'm like, yes. And she goes, how much would you like to order? I'm like, the biggest one possible. I don't know what I ordered. She said, thank you. It was the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't like I said Alexa, but I must have said something close enough.
Yeah.
And this is before Schitt's Creek, so we weren't going over any episodes or anything.
That's funny. But
I know. And so that just was random. Like, I wasn't like, hey, Alexa, and we want to order some nuts. She just volunteered that shit right up.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping he got, I don't even know, like, obviously it was on his regular ordering thing. He must have liked a thing of nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I got the big one.
Like, where did this come from?
Don't know what it was.
Yeah. It's always fun sometimes where you get your orders from me. Like, when did I order anything from Amazon? Oh, I did that the other night in the middle of the night. Yeah.
My ex-friend actually takes Ambien and is like, man, I ordered all this shit. And I'm like, you weren't sleeping. This is why Ambien doesn't work for you.
Yeah. You just do other shit and you forget about it.
It's expensive. But I don't know. Those electronic devices, I think there's a lot of explanations for those things.
Yeah.
That could go wrong.
There is. It's hard to know with sometimes.
Or somebody just fucking with you and then you get a whole bunch of nuts.
Or the universe is, you know. Speaking through Google's, I don't know.
Could be.
It could be. 855-853-4802. Let's go to our next story. It says, I've written in before about some haunted experiences I had as a child at my aunt and uncle's house. My aunt, she inherited the house from her mother, passed away almost 4 years ago. I stayed with my cousin the last week of her life in the hospice house. The day she passed, I kept sitting closer and closer to the door. I had expressed I did not want to be in the room when she took her final breath. I didn't think my heart could bear it because I loved her as you would a mother. Earlier that day, my mother brought my 4-year-old daughter to the hospice house. She did not come inside. I met her outside on the patio. She missed me and I'd missed her. I visited with her and told her I would be home as soon as I could. My daughter did not get the chance to meet my aunt. My aunt had been battling cancer for 16 years. By the time my babe came along, she was quite ill and there just wasn't a lot of opportunity. Later that night, my aunt passed away. I went home, cuddled with my daughter. A few days later, we had the funeral, and I tried to go on with life like you're supposed to. About 6 months passed, and I'm in my kitchen making dinner. I was defrosting some chicken in the microwave while getting out my cutting board and looking for my sharpest knife. I looked in the drawers, the drying rack, everywhere I could think of. If I should add, I keep this knife put in the same spot where it can't be reached by children because it's very, very sharp. The microwave goes off, and I take my chicken out, sit it on the cutting board, turn my back to it, check the drying rack one more time. I grab a different knife and turn around. The knife I was looking for was lying beside the chicken, and I'd just taken out of the microwave. That was a little unsettling. It made me feel like I was losing my mind a bit. I should preface this next part by saying my 76-year-old grandmother lives with my daughter and me. She and my aunt were similar in stature, hair color, height. One night after a hard day, I was sitting on my bed crocheting a hat or something. And out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw my grandma standing there. I turned my head and no one was there. Got up, went to see where my grandma was, and she was in bed asleep. I also felt a sense of peace after seeing whatever it was that I saw. I thought, maybe my aunt coming to let me know she was okay. My next thought was that maybe it was wishful thinking, as I missed her terribly. I'm choked up writing this right now. Anyway, remember I told you my daughter never met my aunt? A few days after I saw her, my daughter is sitting with me on the bed watching TV, and she says, "Why are you sad? Or why are you standing there and not taking ghee?" Ghee is what Amanda calls my grandma. And I'm looking, I catch another glimpse of my daughter. She says, "You're not my ghee." And the figure vanishes again. I can't help but think that she was here. Here to bring comfort and let us know that she was okay and healed and whole again. My daughter had not seen her and questioned what she was seeing and may have never gotten that validation. Thanks for giving me a place to share these stories without feeling like there's any judgment or that I'm crazy. The only thing I would say you're crazy on is you microwave chicken.
That's crazy. That's a bad idea.
That's never a good idea. No,
unless it's like nuggets. Already cooked and you're just heating it up.
Yeah.
I'm vegetarian even. I know that shit.
Don't microwave chicken. It turns it into rubber. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Anyway. No, I think like especially kids. We've had that conversation many, many times about kids sensing things and knowing things. And I truly do feel like, I mean, 100%, I think that people can let you know they're okay after they die. 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other day I was thinking about a friend of mine. Like, I really thought he would have done that, but he never did. But at the same time, I was like, why didn't Dallas ever give me that? Like, hey, I'm good. But I thought I didn't need it because the way it ended for us was... I knew how he felt. He told me when I walked out for the last time at the hospital, he told me how much he loved me. And I'm like, I love you too. And like, so we had talked about everything. And so there wasn't any feeling of, I hope he's okay or any of that. So I think it's possible for everybody to have that. But I just don't think we all see it.
No, I would agree. I think sometimes it's easier to see. Sometimes it's not. It all depends on the situations. But no,
I think that sometimes you need it and sometimes you know in your heart. It's like you don't have to have that because you know where you stood. You know that he's in a better place, you know, wherever that might be. But I just think those are such beautiful, beautiful stories.
I do, too. I think it's really cool.
My favorite ones.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Oh my gosh. I have Amazon Music open over here. And I think,
did she just order you some nuts?
No, but I think Peter Cetera has a new album out.
Oh, the guy from Chicago or something.
It's called Fresh Takes. So I'm assuming it's like a retake of older material. I don't know. I'm curious. I like Peter Cetera's music. I wonder, and it's like old Chicago songs, it looks like. Oh, anyway. Breaking news. Cha-ching. Peter Cetera. Breaking
news. He gonna make some money.
Peter Cetera has returned. Yeah. 855-853-4802, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another caller. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Tony, this is Ashley, and I'm calling from Seattle, but I'm originally from the South. So I was listening to the podcast, like, kind of like one of your recent shows as of, like, August, like, 17th or whatever, and you mentioned, like, the bed shaking and, like, not knowing what to do, like, if the bed was shaking and, like, things like that. So that jogged my memory of the story, right? So my girlfriend and I, we live in near Seattle, but we were at Whidbey Island when this happened. She's active duty in the Navy, so we were up there on Whidbey near the air station, staying in a hotel, a little rinky-dink-ass hotel, well, motel, a little rinky-dink-ass motel called Auld Holland Inn, A-U-L-D. And so it's like this little cheesy, janky-themed hotel or whatever. And it looks haunted, but I'm like, it's just old. Like, the island is, like, old and salty, right? So, we're asleep one night. And, next thing you know, like, we're dead ass asleep because she's tired, I'm tired. Next thing you know, the bed is shaking. Like shaking. Like someone is holding on to the bed, two people, and shaking both of the sides back and forth. And so, at this moment in time, like, we were still kind of new, and we were still adjusting to, you know, sleeping next to each other, you know, like, without kicking and punching each other in our sleep, whatever. I don't know. And so, I'm up, and I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? So I'm like, babe, stop shaking the bed. And she is dead ass asleep. And she says, what? I'm not shaking the bed. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not shaking the bed? I'm in the bed. I'm not shaking the bed. So that means you're shaking the bed because there's no one else here and I'm not shaking the bed. Tony, when I tell you that bed was rocking like the ocean. Okay, so like a couple years ago, north of Seattle, we had an earthquake and it was like a 4 or 5 or whatever. And I was like 5 or so miles from the epicenter, like whatever it was, like whatever, however big the earthquake was, it woke me up out of my sleep. And I remember thinking, is this a ghost? Okay, I don't see a ghost. It's not me shaking a bed. Oh, no, this is an earthquake. Oh, this is an earthquake, and I don't know what to do with my life right now. The world is shaking. Hallelujah. Oh, that's how much the bed was shaking. The bed was shaking like it was an earthquake, and I did not know what to do with that information. I think maybe it was a homophobic ghost, but, you know, they exist, right? And another time we were staying at Auld, they have like these little janky ass cabins out back. They're horrible and old, but they're surrounded by gravel, like large rocky gravel. And so you can hear people walking up to the door, walking around it, things like that. Tony, we're chilling in this little tiny ass, you know, place. All of a sudden we hear footsteps on the gravel. They walk around half of the, this tiny ass cabin and then disappear. They just started and they just stopped. Like, huh? And so my girlfriend and I look at each other and I'm like, I'm not going to look outside. And she said, you did not. Okay. So yeah. When my girlfriend and I are together, I mean, which is always now, like weird things happen. And this happened on Whidbey Island, which is an island in Washington, at Auld Holland Hotel. Or motel. Let me stop saying that. If you want to look it up, do. It's really cheesy. If you're traveling again from way down yonder and you want to go up to Auld Holland, I mean, give it a go. I don't know if anything will happen for you. But yeah, we had a bit shaking homophobic ghost, maybe. Anyway, so love the show, love the relationship that you and Little Miss Hawk have. I appreciate y'all so much. Keep up the good work, and I am glad that you are free and doing well, honey. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
I love her.
Oh, she's great. Keep calling all the time. a bed shaking homophobic ghost.
Because I'm like, if the bed is rocking, then it must be a homophobic ghost.
That's great. You probably did.
If you're ever traveling from down yonder.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's great.
Like, Like, you and I were talking the other day. She was on an episode recently.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, like when you would go to the, like, you'd read all the books and then be like, here's your personal pan pizza.
Yeah, book it.
I'm like, after her, like, the last episode that you and I were on that she was on, I was like, oh my God, that woman deserved a personal pan pizza. And so, as I'm listening to her, as a homophobic ghost, all I can think is she needs a personal pan pizza.
We should start doing this. I should just go get a whole bunch of personal pan pizza coupons.
And for people like who are really exceptionally good.
Just at random, it's like,
make us laugh.
Like, congratulations, you want a personal pan pizza, and like have some real cheesy music playing. You know.
She would get one.
Yeah.
And her girlfriend could
split a personal. You guys can split a personal pan pizza.
And she could be like, no, honey, it is my personal pan pizza.
My personal ass pan pizza.
You are not having it. That is a shaking. That is a shaking.
She's great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love her. I don't even know what her name is. But
she says it at the beginning. Let's.
Hey, Tony. This is Ashley. And
Ashley.
I'm calling
Ashley.
From
okay. Ashley. We'll remember
that. I like
that
Ashley.
Now.
She deserves a personal pizza.
She's great. Ashley, thank you. Please keep calling. 855-853-4802 is our number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's jump over here to another caller and hear a ghost story. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hi, this is Michelle from Georgia. And this happened about 3 or 4 years ago. I'm a massage therapist. I'm currently still in quarantine, so I'm not working at the moment. But 3 or 4 years ago, I was at work, and in this clinic, other people have had experiences, hearing their names called and yada yada. And one day, I was in this room, this particular room, 11. I always felt like there was something in there, but I don't know. I didn't think anything of it, I guess, at the time. But so I'm in there massaging a coworker's father. And it was toward the end of the session. I always like it really dark in there. So I had the lights all the way down, and I tend to see things out of the corner of my eye in the dark. And then when I look up, there's nothing there, you know. This time when I looked up, it stayed. Like, it let me look at it, I guess you could say. So it's toward the end of the session. He's face up, working on his left leg. And he wasn't asleep, but he was chilling. And I see this thing out of the corner of my eye, and I look up. And the best way I can describe this, there were two invisible doorways on either side of this man's head, right? So I look up and I'm seeing this thing emerging out of nothing. And it looked like a smoky cloud. It was dark gray, but it was moving in like this wave formation. It was oblong, but it was moving like with intent. You know what I mean? And it went over his face. And just as it passed his face, he crinkled his nose and then scratched his nose with his arm. And I was like, oh my God, that just happened. And it passed his face and it went into nothing. Like, it came out of nothing, like emerged from it. I saw the length of it emerge out of nothing and then like go into nothing. Like, I don't know if you want to call it like portals or what. It was so cool. It was one of the coolest experiences because I felt like it was justified because, like, this ghost just tickled his nose or something. So now I have this theory that whenever you have a random itch, a ghost is tickling you. So there's that. But it was so cool. I love that story. I love remembering that and the feeling that it was justified because he touched right where I saw it. That was so cool. But anywho, I just wanted to share that. So thanks for the podcast, y'all. I love listening to you. And I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for sharing that story. Something new to think about every time you have a tickle.
Exactly. Because, like, I'm kind of having allergies right now for COVID.
Oh, it's the dead. It's the dead.
I'm having allergies, or it's COVID, or it's the dead. I'm like,
allergies,
one of those.
Allergies, COVID, or the dead. On the next, allergies, COVID, or the dead.
It's a whole new TV show. It was just allergies or COVID. Now it's allergies, COVID.
And
cat allergies, yes. COVID, or the dead.
And it all started just simply as the allergy report at the 6:10 a.m. news. But now it's allergies, COVID, or the dead.
The dead.
We'll find
out.
And
it's like, oh, I just itched my nose. Shit, was that a ghost?
Allergies, COVID, or the dead from Action 9 News.
And what is Action News?
I don't know.
I never have understood that.
It's every coverage.
Town has an Action News or did.
Coverage
like
you
what?
Can count on.
What does
on?
That mean?
I don't know. I mean, it's I don't know. What is coverage you can count on, you know?
Like today's best country. What does that mean?
Today's best country. It means
like
country that's better than yesterday.
We're going to play the same shit over and over and over and over. That's what we're going to do.
Or let's cover all of our bases. Today's best country and your all-time favorites.
Exactly. And so we're going to play whatever, but it's still going to be the same 300 songs.
We're going to pretend it's a lot more than it actually is and a lot less. And yeah, I mean, oh, God. Yeah.
And in fact, we'll take that down to 200. So we're playing all the hits.
You wonder if you're hearing the same song over and over? You are. Because we're getting paid to do it. Yeah.
Oh, that makes me laugh. There okay. You go. Anyways, but like at first when she was telling that story, I'm like visualizing it. I'm like, what the hell? Like that, like she was doing some kind of drugs. And then when she said, no, I just think every time I itch my nose, it was a ghost. I was like, oh, that's kind of an adorable story.
Yeah. Not something I want to believe I don't want to think of that every time I have an itch in my nose, but I get it.
Well, I still would prefer that over COVID.
True. COVID. Itch. What is it? COVID.
Allergies, COVID.
Allergies, COVID, or the dead.
I do think mine's allergies.
Let's hope. We're recording this here at the end of August.
Right.
And it'll be airing midway through September. But
when I'm at work, if I sneeze or anybody in the building, like we have big offices, we're all separated out. So if anybody sneezes, it's always followed by, I don't have COVID.
Yeah.
I don't think I do anyway. You know, it's like you almost feel like if you blow your nose or you sneeze or whatever, you have to be like, I tested negative. Like it's almost like you need to go and get a test.
Do you notice people don't cough in stores that much anymore? like it's really like it's rare to hear someone like really hacking up a lung at a store.
No, because it'd be embarrassing. Yeah. Like it's like people would run you out.
Yeah, it's I find it really kind of interesting. I mean, but I have allergies right now. So if I'm at a store or something and I like the second I cough or something, oh, my God, there's like 10 people that look your way. It's like allergies. It's just allergies. How do you know? I'm taking my chances at this moment, but
I don't. It could be dead people.
It could be dead people.
Next time, like you start sneezing in the store,
then I'll just stop.
Go, it's dead people.
Yeah. I'll be like, "What do you think it is? COVID."
Every time I sneeze, it's just dead people.
I'll just start talking to people. Like, why is it that you're looking up from your shopping cart filled with grapes, tampons, and the latest candle from the Magnolia family? Do you think I might have COVID? Does this cough make you uncomfortable? I'm wearing a mask, but should I happen to follow you around the store because we have the same interests and breathe on you ever so slightly, could that be your kiss of death? That might make people scared.
And then you could say, and who do you think I am? Keith Morrison. So, my name's not Tony, I'm Keith Morrison.
Or how about you just walk around a store and you just start doing play-by-play for people just at random. They're just like shopping in the aisle. That'd be a great YouTube channel.
In that voice.
Yeah. She picked up the paper towel dispenser thinking, maybe I should have this in my house. The one I have right now isn't that good, but hubby's going to get mad if we spend money on something we don't absolutely need. She's like,
we need to clean up the blood splatter.
But who knows if hubby will be along around that much longer anyhow, judging by how controlling he is.
You gotta do like weird things, blood splatter, mysterious oozing things.
Be great. I think that'd be
like
kind of fun.
Crime scene investigation while you're at it.
She thought she was just buying a candle because she loved the pumpkin spice scent, but everyone knew she was trying to cover up the smell of bodies underneath her porch.
That's what happens when you marry John Wayne Gacy.
So she found herself in a Bed Bath & Beyond, stocking up on all the candles she could fit in her cart because they were 50% off. At least that's the alibi she was going to go with.
Little did she know.
That'd be great.
You can't light enough candles to cover up that shit.
That would be great to start doing to people.
You would be really good at it. My problem is I would get like two sentences in. I'd crack myself up. But you're really good. Like, you could do it. I believe in you.
I've like Harper video it, and that would be fun.
I can't wait. All right. Something to look forward to. Thank you for that.
Yes, no problem. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person and EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.